Hello, 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 boys, girls, gals, dogs, cats, any living being that's listening to my podcast on a fine day. Today is April 7th, 2021. My name is Lynn, and you're listening to my podcast. So here, I like to talk about random stuff about society. And that's what we're doing today, actually. We're going to be talking about how society has its rights, its wrongs, its good, evil, light, heaven, darkness, evil. And, you know, yeah. So, let's talk about society. We think of society to be a maze of systems that are created out of societal norms that are created out of it. You know, when we think of society, we think of good and evil. And we think of good and evil, we think of what? Heroes and villains, am I right? We think of heroes as, you know, the righteous, brave people that are brave and help our society. They do good for us and protect us. But the evil, they're just scums of society. They're evil. They do bad things. You tell your children tales about them and stuff like that. And you scare them away. But let's say, hypothetically, what if a scenario where there is a society where heroes are born, where anyone could be born with any kind of supernatural power or ability that they can use? And that's what I would like to connect today to an anime that I've been watching pretty frequently as of right now. It's called My Hero Academia. It's a pretty popular anime, actually. And here we could see a society where heroes are born with any kind of ability, in which they are called quirks. And so we see it to be, you know, perfect, because everywhere we see goodness, because heroes are everywhere. We think of heroes as a god, and that's exactly what the Hero Society has placed for the actual heroes that has jobs and save people do. They put them onto a pedestal and think of them, wow, if they're here, nothing wrong can happen. Am I right? Or am I right? And that is something that we think about often, but here we can be introduced to our main villain in this story called, whose name is Shiragaki Tomura. He is the grandson of a very popular superhero from a while back, but she has deceased now. And he was born in the hopes of, you know, bringing up her legacy as a very strong superhero that did good. Her powers was immense. She was a great superhero that helped everyone out, but when looking back at his backstory, we as the audience and the viewers could see it was definitely not the case. And so, let's introduce to our main villain. I'm gonna introduce him to y'all. So, his name is Shiragaki Tomura. And he's a villain, basically. What I basically just said. And so, let's look at his backstory first. Just to see the reason why he became a villain in the first place. Because that's what makes him him to be a villain in the first place. You know? So, he was a little kid. He was definitely fortunate enough to be born for quirk. Just like his grandma did. You know? A very popular hero from back then. And he had high expectations on his shoulders to become a superhero as well, just like his mom did, you know, to keep on going with her legacy. But when looking back at it, it was a very fateful yet terrible dream to have. The societal expectations that he had placed upon himself and by others is what led him to be a villain, is what I would kind of like to say. So let's see. Back when he was a little kid, he was, you know, playing around in his backyard with his neighbors, little kid, and doggy, you know? A cute little scenario that we would think of as a childhood that anyone would have, but it was the exact opposite for him. So we could see that he touched them, and he turned around for a second, but then he came back, looked back, and saw that they were disintegrating. They yelled back out to him, screaming in pain. They were crying. And you just saw that look on his face. He was disgusted. He was terrified. He was a little kid. He didn't know much. That was the first time that he had learned of his quirk, actually. His abilities and what he could do. But he was terrified because he thought, why is my powers like this? Isn't it supposed to be something great, like beams or some kind of super strength or something like that? Not something that is evil like this. Not something that destroys people. It disintegrates living beings. It causes them pain. That's not what my quirk is supposed to be. It's supposed to be something great, not something evil. And then a crowd came around him and they looked at him in disdain. They whispered around, saying, wow, what an evil little kid. Why is he born with this kind of evil quirk? He shouldn't be a kid. He should go around jail or something like that. And I think back, wow, those people were definitely mean. But when thinking about it, it makes sense to what they would think about in a scenario like that. Because when you think of a quirk, you think of something that would be something great, like super beams, or let's say, the power to, you know, stop villains from doing whatever they're doing as a villain, you know? But Shirogaki, as we can see here in this situation, has the power of what they would think a villain would be. It destroys, and that's exactly what they thought of him. As something evil, but he never wanted to be something evil. He wanted to be someone kind that encourages, that helps people, but it's the opposite. And we could see him just sitting there crying out in pain because he was an innocent little kid and he didn't know that the awakening of his quirk could do something this dreadful to anyone around him. And he asked for help, he cried out, he yelled out for help. But all the crowd did was stood there and looked at him disdained. He was traumatized. He really was. And that is what we call, in both sides, the human world here and the hero world as well, called the bystander syndrome. And that is basically what created his character as a villain. They ostracized him. He asked for help, but they never helped him. They just sat around and waited for the heroes to come because they think, oh, a hero. They're gonna come and save the day, aren't they? That's what heroes are supposed to do, but no one did. And he suffered as a result of that. And that is one of the major faults that I would have to talk about here. Because when you think about it, isn't a hero society supposed to be great? Since surrounded by heroes that are supposed to be helping everyone. But no, they really are not, as you can see here. And that is what created our main villain. The bystander syndrome. The societal norms. And the pedestal that people put on heroes as something great. But really, they did nothing in the scenario to help a little child that didn't know anything better. And as a result, he hated society. Because he thought, huh, why would they let something like this happen to me? Why, aren't I an innocent little kid? I didn't deserve to be ostracized and discriminated against simply because I was born for a quirk that destroyed. I didn't choose to be born for a quirk that destroyed. And yet, here we are. Him being a villain and trying to expose his experiences. And I can definitely relate to his worldview. In a way, because the points that he made does definitely makes a lot of sense, you know? It really does. And so that's why I give it. As the Hero Society is something that is extremely corrupt and filthy, as it really is. It hides all of its darkness by the heroes that they create from it. They think, oh wow, don't look at what is down there. Look it up here. We have heroes. You're supposed to like heroes. They're great. You know, that kind of stuff. But you don't really look at the results that come out of it, okay? Heroes are great. You make heroes and they help society. But what about those that doesn't? So, oh well. So, it's kind of a situation and societal norm that led to the creation of a villain. This is the Hero Society is extremely terrible. The system that create all of it is terrible. It discriminates against those that are apparently evil from the quirk that they have. And I find that to be extremely distasteful. You know, it really is. And all of these ideals and systems and society connects back to what I like to call the status quo. And many of you might not know what it is, so I'll just tell y'all. The status quo is the existing state of affairs, especially regarding social or political issues. And well, in this case, it's social issues that I was talking to y'all about. The Hero Society is extremely rigged and ugly in the societal norms that they place on heroes and quirks, and just everyone that was born in the society in general. And that is what we saw from our main villain, Shiragaki. He suffered from the system that is created out of it. And that is what led to the creation of his character as a villain. And his message out to the audience. And that is something that I really like. So yeah, that is my podcast. That is one of the things that I wanted to talk about the most to y'all. So yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed and have a nice day.